Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're talking to Mike Fitzpatrick. One of the things we were talking about is, essentially, is the problems with the public pensions. And and there are a whole raft of problems, and Mike has been spelling them out. But I want you to address another thing. This is just an outrage. If I have a pension as a result of my work, and I find out that I've been embezzling funds, or I've been involved in a criminal activity that puts me in the can, you can send my checks to Sing Sing. I'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that an outrage or what?
It is, and this has been, with the recent downfall of former Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, this has really brought the issue to...
And his policeman, Burke.
Yes, and with Burke as well. But the focus has been on elected officials, and if you are, a bill has passed in the Senate to take away the pension benefit for any elected official found guilty of a felony, the Assembly majority, the Democrats in the Assembly, have been reluctant to pass it. And the reason for that, it's my understanding, is the public employee unions are not happy with it because it may affect, there's a difference of opinion out there, but it could affect certain public employees.
Why would it affect any public employee who was not a crook?
Has nothing to worry about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would agree.
And you want to steal, you're on your own.
Right.
It's your risk, and now you're going to pay the price.
Right. But it's, in my opinion, Ernie, I think the better response here is, and I've had legislation in the hopper for a number of years to do this, but and I've spoken to the governor about this, and that would be to look, every elected official from governor down to town council member in the state of New York should not be in the defined benefit system to begin with. It should be capped and closed for all of us, and starting tomorrow we should be in the same defined benefit system that's already in use in the state university system for our instructional personnel.
Wait a minute. You say there's a defined benefit that is acceptable?
There is a defined contribution program already in effect. In fact, Governor Cuomo...
Defined contribution.
Yes. Defined
that's
contribution.
Different.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said, defined contribution.
Oh, I misunderstood.
There is a program in effect that is utilized by 70%, that's 70% of our instructional staff at SUNY across the state, the largest public university system in the country. They use the defined contribution platform. It's flexible, it's portable, and it performs very well, and it's a lower cost option to the taxpayers than the traditional system. And yet they use it to the tune of 70%. My argument is if it's good enough for our SUNY professors, it's good enough for our K-12
So if Ernie Fazio, for example, gets a job as an adjunct professor, and I'm in that plan, and I say, after 5 years, I don't want any more of this. I still get my money.
Well, you're allowed, if you leave before the vesting period, you get your contributions returned to you at 5% interest.
I see.
Yeah. So, but there's no incentive. The reason the governor was pushing for this, and the unions were pushing back hard, they didn't want it. But the compromise was for non-union personnel making over $75,000, they would be eligible to participate in the defined contribution system that is currently employed at SUNY. And that's because the governor was finding it difficult to recruit people to come and work for him because they did not want to be, they did not want to work for the state for 10 years in order to vest. They wanted a retirement plan that allowed them the flexibility if they wanted to work for 2 or 3 or 4 years and move on. They could do that without, suffering, without taking a hit or having to wait to be vested. So it stayed in effect. And believe it or not, the public employee unions attempted to challenge it in court. They wanted it removed. They were pressing hard for the governor to remove it, and he did not. And it's in effect. In fact, some of the newly elected legislators here in the Assembly are using it and are very happy with it. So
now they're using it as an option, or is it?
It's an option. Yes, you can go into the traditional system, or if you want, because we do make more than $75,000. Our base salary is $79,500, and we are not unionized, of course. So therefore, newly elected legislators are are eligible to go into it. So, and most of them have, I've been told. So, which is good to hear.
Yeah, it is. It also tells you that they may not be looking at it as a career.
True. And that's the argument. If you want to, many people believe that term limits are the best way to, limit service in elected office. And that's fine. You can do that. But the reality is what many of them do is if you force them out of office, they end up going to OTB or the Water Authority or another government job, almost always at a higher salary. So, yeah, you satisfy your desire to get them out of elected office, but they remain in government. The better response to this, Ernie.
I don't know if you want me to take you away from the topic at all, but
sure.
These gambling parlors.
Sure.
I'm not in favor.
Nor am I, and I was approached by the chairman of the Racing and Wagering Committee to take my bill that would rescind the authorization for the 1,000 video lottery terminals for both for Nassau and Suffolk, 1,000 each.
I mean, unless you just need to farm out a few more jobs from politicians who can't cut it in the public sector and give them a job. I am fed up with that sort of thing.
Well, this is the year where the establishment is under attack from both sides of the aisle, whether it's Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, or others. This is the political establishment here on Long Island that gives us OTB and tries to force these betting parlors into our community when people don't want them. And what's interesting about this issue, Ernie, and I'm sure your listeners will be very curious to find this out, but when we voted a couple of years ago on the referendum for upstate gambling to permit non-Indian gaming, to allow in the Constitution, this was a constitutional amendment, to permit non-Indian gaming, allowing up to seven casinos in upstate New York. And it passed overwhelmingly. But most people don't know. What they don't know is that former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos quietly inserted language into that referendum that said either whether it passed or failed, either way, Nassau and Suffolk would get their video lottery terminals. So the voters of Long Island, while they thought they were voting on upstate casinos, either way they voted, they were getting 1,000 VLTs for Suffolk and 1,000 for Nassau. So they really had, they were not given a choice as to whether they want increased gambling on Long Island. And to me, that's not fair. It's not right. It's kind of deceitful.
Well, it's dishonest.
It is dishonest. So I'm trying to fight that, and I'm trying to get a Senate sponsor. I've spoken to Senator Croce to try and enlist his support, because what OTB is trying to do is they're moving, or it looks like they're going to attempt to move
the Marriott,
their parlor, to the Islandia Marriott, which sits in my district. I have the portion of Islandia that sits north of the expressway, and so now, OTB is going to go in the hotel business as well, I guess.
OTB is a failure by any measure.
I'm sorry?
I say OTB is a failure by any measure. Why give it a new lease?
I think it should be allowed to fail and go out of business. It hasn't turned a profit.
Or you can get my cousin Nunzio to run it.
Yes, right. Of course. I've never met your cousin Nunzio.
Oh, you could tax him. He'll be all right with that.
But here, here's the problem, Ernie. If the county of Suffolk and the county of Nassau, for that matter, are going into the gambling business, if your business is not growing, it is dying. And here's what the public needs to understand is that, okay, they're going to go into the video lottery terminal business. The state has already loosened some of the regulations on some of the other table games. There, what you will do is begin the process of moving slowly for now, but maybe at a quicker pace if the numbers don't pan out. They're going to move into full-fledged gaming. That's what we're going to see. This is the proverbial, nose under the tent here by allowing these large facilities. Because what happens when casinos run into difficult times, they tend to get bigger to try and attract more people because gamblers are attracted to what's new.
Yeah.
And it's also an industry that depends on the problem and addicted gambling.
And,
for a significant percentage.
You're not
at
risk of going and losing your shirt in a gambling casino, and neither am I, because we just don't think that way.
Right.
But there are people who, you know, that's they think they can make a hit, and they make themselves off worse. By the way, I want to leave you with this thought. The most radical people in both sides of the national contest did very, very well.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about Bernie Sanders. He should have Larry David be his vice president. This way, if he dies, nobody will even know the difference.
That's right. Yes. The one good thing that comes out of the political season every 4 years is Saturday Night Live.
They do a great job. I have to close, but it's been great talking to you. This is Ernie Fazio. I'm talking to Mike Fitzpatrick. This is LI News Radio. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Ernie.